Hey folks, this was a first for me, as Hitting Your Stride hit the road to the 100th Royal Winter Fair in Toronto. It gave me the chance to visit with one of the horse world's biggest stages on its big anniversary, so I thought it was a great opportunity to check out what was on the minds of some of those taking part. I knew I wanted this to be a special episode because I really wanted to dive into what people were thinking. Not only was this the Royal hitting the century mark, but it was the first time back for everyone in 2 years. I hit the show floor with the intention of finding those stories from businesses, organizations, and competitors alike to get a sense from them what it was like being there. And what I found was nothing short of inspiring. People talked with me about ideas like mentoring, determination, goal setting, and sticking to it, finding their passion, and also taking chances on their vision. You're going to hear some stories of following their love, finding their inner strength, and in some cases, the will to reinvent themselves. We've all had a moment where we had to pivot over the last few years. Here are a few people that lived it and then some. So enjoy yourself as Hitting Your Stride takes you on a road trip to the Royal. There is a depth and a breadth to our lives that largely goes unexplored. As an equestrian life mindset coach and host of this podcast, I am here to lead you on that exploration. Deep conversations covering topics in and out of the show ring with industry leaders and unsung heroes alike, sharing their stories and what makes their journey unique, but relatable at the same time. We all have stories to share and lessons to trade. Something we've learned from a horse or from each other. So relax and be ready to listen with more than just your ears. I'm Tracy Mitchell. Welcome to Hitting Your Stride. To start our journey at the Royal, we're going to dive right into what happens when you pivot. In some cases, it's bouncing back from losing your job, while other times it comes from wanting something more out of your life. And for one guest, her reinvention came out of necessity. But being the boss she is, it's turned into something spectacular. Let's listen as Samantha, Bonnie, and Monique share their stories of how they reshaped their lives and how they gleamed under the Royal's lights. Alrighty, everybody. The next person I'm speaking with is Samantha Doswell. And Samantha, can you please share with the listeners a little bit about you and Doswell Creative?
Yeah, so I'm Samantha. I started Doswell Creative in April of 2022. It is an equine photography business. I founded it during COVID as I lost my job working for an airline industry. Well, COVID hit, there wasn't any more work for me, so I started working at a farm, taking photos for another equine brand called Pruvieta Healthy Horse, who is an amazing equine grooming company. She gave me a chance, and ever since then, I kind of found my footing, went back to school for photography, and grew my own business.
Wow. So how was it challenging? Was it scary? How difficult was it in that moment? I mean, everybody made so many pivots during COVID. So what was going on in your mind? Were you like gangbusters? You're like, well, let's just give this a shot. Where were you at?
Well, I always knew photography was a passion of mine and I enjoyed it. I was interviewing for jobs that I would be sitting at a computer for, and I wasn't driven. I wasn't passionate. I found I was enjoying my time at the farm than I was looking for jobs online. And with so much unknown, I was like, at least school is a known. Photography is not a bad skill to have. Let's just try it out. Let's see. And I just fell in love with it. And I fell in love with the people and the horse world and the equine world. And so I was able to just find my footing in photography.
Great. So what's your specialty? Like, do you go out and do you do portrait shoots? Do you do, like, in the world of photographers, how would you describe what your niche is?
Yeah, it took me a really long time to figure out where in the horse world I wanted to fit in. And I remember, like, I used to ride this horse named Dexter when I was 7 years old, and I never had any photos with him. And I loved this horse, like, he was my best friend. And so I was always in Girl Guides and working with young girls and young riders, and I wanted to be able to capture that first pony, that first love. Yeah, I really missed out on that, and I wanted to give that to other girls and have that, when you look back in 30 years, have those 4x6 prints of you and your first pony and your first horse show and stuff like that.
Oh, that's great. Now, just behind us,
there were some pictures up here. Were those some of your pictures on this screen that are flipping through here?
Yeah, every photo in this booth are my pictures.
Lovely. Wow, they're great, Samantha. All right, so let me ask you, looking back on all the choices you've made in both your business and your personal life over the last few years, what would you say you're most proudest of?
Most proudest of is just taking that risk. I'm only 23 years old. I have so much, like, life is never certain. And as we know of COVID, everything is just taking that risk, saying, what if? I don't want to look back on my life and say, what if? Nice. So why not try it? If it doesn't work out, it is what it is. It's not meant to be, but everything seemed to fall into place as soon as I kept the ball rolling. And there was lots of hard times. Like, I was sitting in bed crying sometimes. Aww. And stressed, but yeah. You just knew that after, like, there's always highs and lows, and after a low, there's always going to be a high, so just keep pushing through it, right?
I love that. You're right. Exactly. And if you follow what you love, even those tougher times, you understand that there's growth on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for you. So follow your passion. Love what you do. And I think the old saying is, if you love what you do, it's never a day of work, right?
Yes, 100%.
Awesome. So where can people find Doswell Creative?
Yeah, my main outlet is Instagram, so Doswell Creative on Instagram, or you can find my website, dozzlecreative.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Samantha.
My pleasure. Take care.
So now I am speaking with Bonnie Frenette, independent distributor from Beamer Group. Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
Hi, Tracy. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's great to be here at the Royal. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about Beamer Group and your journey with it?
Yes, so I represent Beamer Technology. So it's a technology for your horse and for yourself. It increases microcirculation, and it's a easy application on your horse or on yourself to use every single day to keep your horse healthy and keep you healthy. So I started in this trying the human product, and I believed in it so much I decided to be part of the business.
That's awesome. And you have a horse that benefits from this, I'm sure.
Yes, I have two horses that benefit from it. So the amazing thing about the technology, too, is it's for any horse, any discipline, any style rider, any level. It's for the regular barn. It's not just for the high-performance horses, though they benefit, of course. But it's for making sure that your horse stays healthy is really what it boils down to.
Awesome. All right. So I know that you have been waiting for this royal moment for about 2 years.
Yes.
So how does it feel for you to be here at the Royal with this beautiful booth selling this awesome product? So, you know, where's your mindset at? How are you feeling about this? You've hit this goal.
So it's been absolutely incredible. It feels incredible to be here. There's the added layer of the fact that this is the 100th year anniversary of the Royal, the fact that it wasn't operating for a couple of years. I made a huge stretch goal in 2019 to put myself out there and to request the rights to be able to have a booth representing Beamer here. And it's almost unbelievable that it's actually come to fruition, to be honest with you.
Awesome. So I was going to ask you, over the last 2 years, mm-hmm. in that journey, mm-hmm. because it is, it's a huge goal. You put yourself out there, and there's so many things that can question whether or not it's even going to happen the way the world's been at. What are you most proud of about yourself that you have noticed that you've grown, or something that you can say, wow, past 2 years, I'm really proud of?
So I'm really proud of the fact that I didn't give up on it, because I think, you know, it would have been easy to just say, you know what, the world is against me, you know, crazy things are happening in the world that are preventing this from happening, maybe that means I shouldn't do it. But I just decided that I owed it to myself to at least give it a go one time. And the other amazing thing that's happened is I've connected with two other incredible women, and now the three of us work together to make this booth bigger and better than we could have imagined.
Awesome. That is amazing. And like in tough times, what do? It's best to pool together. It's community, right?
It is community.
There was something else I was going to ask there. Shoot, it's gone.
It happens.
Anyway, yes, thank you so much. Now, where can people find this awesome product?
Yes, so my website, Bright North Wellness at dotbeamergroup.com, or they can reach out to me. My name's Bonnie Frenette, And my number is 905-531-1949. You can certainly text me or call me. I would be more than happy to connect with you to talk more about the product, either awesome. Equine or human.
Oh, I remember what this question was. Oh, okay.
What was it?
Okay, it was the manifesting.
Yes.
Yes, you touched on that. So, yes. You know, for some people, they might not be quite aware of what manifesting is. I know you and I have had conversations. We are very aware of what the tool of manifesting can do. Share with the listeners a little bit of what you've done doing with the manifesting.
So for me, it's not necessarily a formalized process. Mm-hmm. I think as people, we do it all the time without realizing it. It's really focusing and putting your mind in the space of, this is something that I really want to do. This is something that I can do. This is something that I can work towards. It doesn't just mean that you think of something and all of a sudden it just happens.
Yeah.
There's still work that has to happen to get there. But when you break it into smaller steps with that big goal in mind, every day you spend a little time meditating on my beamer, actually.
Nice.
8 minutes in the morning, and I think about, what is it that I want to do with this business? This is not the career that I started out with. I'm in a completely different business.
Yep.
But I believe in this product so much that I was like, I want to challenge myself to do something that I've never done before. And you just have to keep believing that it's possible with work. You can do it.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Now I am here to talking to Monique, the head designer from Black Knight Competition Accessories. Thank you for joining me, Monique.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
Good. So yeah, tell the listeners a little bit about your business, how long you've been doing it, and
sure.
the passion behind it.
I've been an avid equestrian since I was a little kid. I think many people could relate. And I was in a car accident in the end of 2004, which prompted me to not be able to ride or do anything that I loved. And then in that time, I bought a $30 jigsaw. And then it had a laser, and I was sold. That was about it. And then I started making horse jumps for my sister's farm, because everybody needs horse jumps, and I think it's every kid's dream to have a tack box. So I just started with the woodwork and trial and error, and one tool after another, and then I slowly branched into leatherware. I like to fuse function and style while solving problems. So I didn't know what to do with my ribbons as a child, because as you get older, they're not so cool to hang on your wall anymore. So I cut them up and I put them in a custom frame, and I made a legacy case, and that's something I do a lot of. So again, solving that problem, and it's now a timeless piece to hang in your home forever. And then it has been a slow and steady progression since 2005. I guess I've been avidly making things and selling them to the equestrian enthusiast.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes out of those tough times,
Definitely.
Really cool things.
I was definitely branching down a different avenue as far as for career-wise, and still being a rider, a horse owner. Never thought that I would merge the two together. So it was a serendipitous silver lining from a cloudy, you know, little while.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So someone that has been in the business for a long time on the other side of COVID, what's it like to be here at the 100th anniversary after 2 years of being away? Is there something
Sure.
you can...
Well, any entrepreneur can relate to, one day you feel amazing, the other day you feel unsure of your decision. So when I said yes to coming back, I was also like five months pregnant, and I would have been giving birth like 2 months before the Royals. So I was like, yeah, I could do that. And then like 2 days later, what am I doing? Like, yeah, I could do it. I could do whatever. But I felt that it was the 100-year anniversary. The world is turning again. We had made it through COVID, and something in my gut said that I shouldn't miss this one. So
yes.
I'm happy that I came, even though I got a baby and the whole nine. So I think at the end of it all, you know, you never know what you're going to do unless you try. So here we are. And it's cool that people remember Black Knight. It's awesome that people come and look for the brand and the booth. And it's great to see familiar faces and meet new ones. So
absolutely. Your
wonderful.
Products are beautiful.
Thank you.
So Monique is business owner 10, 15, how many years ago it is now.
Yes.
How can you look at who you are now, and what can you say would be your biggest change or your outlook?
That's an interesting, good question. You have to keep confident in yourself that you might not get it right this time, but you'll keep trying, and that there's always going to perhaps be somebody, there's always somebody watching in appreciation, somebody watching in the desire to copy, right? Because they think that they could do it themselves. And I'll tip my hat to anybody who feels that they can be a craftsmanship. There's a lot of skill and talent in what I do. And you just got to keep turning the wheel, right? Yeah. So that's why I continue to design new things. And then every season I'm out making something new. So anybody that is copying Black Knight, they're a little behind.
They
got to
keep up.
They got to keep up. So, you know, and that's a high form of flattery, I suppose. But any entrepreneur has to understand that, you know, there might be a time where you feel threatened, and that's okay, because that means you're doing something right.
Exactly.
So just keep on trucking.
Yeah, like you said, when you're being watched, you know that you're doing something right, and you just have to trust in that passion.
Exactly.
And your purpose.
Exactly. And it's okay to adjust. It's okay. I don't necessarily make all the products today that I did then, and vice versa, or that certain things go through hiatuses or whatever they may be, but just follow what it is that is passionate for you and the things that you are excited to do. And I think that that will continue to be your fuel.
Awesome.
For success.
Great advice. Where can people find you on social media?
Or? Yeah. So Black Knight Accessories is our Instagram. As I did mention, I did have a baby, so I got a little quiet there.
Okay.
But we'll subtly make a comeback, and you'll always find the brand in your favorite tack shop, and obviously our website as well.
Awesome.
Or find us here at The Royal if you're here.
There you go. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you so much.
Having goals is a familiar feeling for anyone involved in the equestrian world, but having someone to help you reach those goals is a special relationship that goes a long way to ensuring you successfully reach them. Bryden is learning as he goes in the saddle-making world, while Leanna has learned what the flip side of the rider-coach relationship is like. And Sarah and Kaylin share what it's like for an actual coach-rider partnership at the Royal, something made all the more special when it's the rider's first time competing on the grandest stage of all.
I'm speaking with Bryden Clark from Paramount Saddlery, and again, we're at the 100th anniversary event. Can you tell everyone a little bit about the business and what your role is in the company?
Sure. Well, like you said, my name is Bryden Clark. I'm an apprentice saddler at Paramount Saddlery. My mentor, John Banbury, has been doing a really great job with me, just teaching me the ins and outs. And what do? I make saddles, you know.
Awesome.
And then you go out to the farms that you made the saddle for and fit them to the horse.
How long have you been an apprentice, and where are you in the process?
So I have been an apprentice for about 2 years now. I'm just getting to the point where John can hand me, you know, the designs that he wants built, and I can make it. But of course, there's kinks. There's small little things that I have to turn to him and go, "Hey, John, what do I do here?"
Yeah.
And he'll come over. He'll sort me out.
Okay, awesome. Now, have you always been a horse person? Have you just always had a love for, like, working with leather? How'd you get started in this?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I got into the horse world about 3 years ago when I met my girlfriend.
Aha.
So before that, I was out west climbing mountains.
Wow.
Then I came home to meet my nephews, and my buddy invited me to a party and said, "Hey, do you want to come out?" And I met her there, and ever since then, I fell in love.
Wow.
Right? And how I got into saddlery, I was actually getting into photography through COVID.
Okay.
And I met his wife and did a photo shoot for her, and she kind of offhandedly said, "Hey, we're looking for an apprentice. Do you know anybody?" And I was like, I'd be interested.
Wow.
And they said, "Come on out, we'll see what you can do," and here we are.
Bryden, that's a really cool story.
Yeah,
and that's
you.
Part of what we love to do with this podcast, is get people's stories and find out what makes them tick and their journey. All right, so, can't remember what else I was going to ask. So, the mindset of where you're at. And I think it's interesting because even though COVID has been a real kicker, mm-hmm. it also seems to be the foundation of where new ideas and new changes in people's lives have started and taken place.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so what kind of mindset have you had over the last 2 years? Have you had, like, have you been super excited? Has it been a bit of a challenge? Where have you found yourself?
Well, of course it's a challenge. I mean, if you look at a saddle, it doesn't look easy to make. But I kind of took on the mindset of learning everything I possibly can from this man who does an incredible job, and just taking it all in.
Yeah.
Learning mindset. That's what it's all about.
Good for you. Yeah, growth mindset.
There you go.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, these are beautiful saddles.
Thank you
so much for taking the time to chat with me. Where can people find Paramount Saddlery?
Well, right now at booth 1109 at the Royal, and then they can also find us online at paramountsaddlery.ca.
.ca. It's a Canadian company, everybody. Awesome, Bryden. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Leanna Lazzari, who rides at Stony Fields. Leanna, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me. Can you tell me a little bit about you, how many years you've been riding, a little bit about your horse, and what you're showing here at the Royal on the 100th anniversary?
So I've been riding at Stony Fields for the past 10 years, and about a year ago I became a professional here at Stony Fields, but I still ride alongside my coaches, Peter Lois and Francesca Mulligan. And my horse's name is UFO Denisi, also known as Milton in the Barn. He has quite the personality, and he's very excited to be back at the Royal. He's been here twice before, and last time we were here, we actually won the Derby final, which was very exciting.
Awesome. Congratulations. So,
thank you.
So I'm sorry, did you say how long you've been riding with the Mulligans?
Yeah, about 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
So maybe when you just got started?
Yeah, so I rode at a previous barn for a couple years, and then we made the transition to Stony Fields.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you've been at the Royal a few times, I'm gathering.
Yeah, so I've been showing here since 2012.
Okay. Yeah. So what's it like to be back at the Royal after some time off?
It's very exciting to be back. There's nothing quite like this horse show. As soon as you walk in the building, you can just feel the energy in here is completely different.
Right.
It's a very historic place, and it's just really exciting to be back.
Awesome. So the Leanna rider back then and who you are now, as you're saying, you know, you're a pro and helping to assist the riders at Stony Fields, what kind of mindset change has happened for you over the years as you've grown as a rider?
I think this year, being my first year as a professional and being kind of on the flip side of riding, being a coach and more of a mentor.
That's great.
It's definitely different. And being at the Royal, also on the flip side of things, you know, I'm a bit more a part of the behind the scenes work with the kids and the ponies and preparing all of them for the ring. So that's been a huge change for me, but also really exciting. And I had a lot of fun doing that this year. I'm a pretty good sleeper, but the first night I couldn't sleep because I was so excited for the kids.
That's awesome. Evolution of who you are is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Like when you look back at where you were, you know, 10 years ago to where you are now, and imagine what it's going to be like another 10 years.
Yeah.
All that experience and stuff. Yeah. So if you can look back over the last few years, what can you say that you're the most proud of about yourself in a way that you've grown or something along that line?
I think that I've grown to be a really good mentor for kids, and sometimes I find it a little bit hard to relate because I'm not much of a nervous type going into the show ring. I've never struggled with nerves myself, but I can definitely put myself into their shoes and find a way to help them. I'm in university to become a teacher, so all of this background that I'm learning from the Mulligans in teaching riding can also help me in a normal school setting. So.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You know what? That just tops off this little conversation. I think it's amazing. And the path that you're on is so important, right? You can think about all the young, you know, kids that you can like imprint on and help them develop the passion that you have and everything. So huge congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
So now I am here with Sarah Long of Sarah Long Equestrian and Kaylin Gibson, who is Sarah's student. And I am talking to you guys because it's both kind of exciting that it's the 100th anniversary of the Royal and we're back after 2 years. So how cool is it for you, Sarah?
It's awesome. I'm really happy to be here and have my student with me competing this year.
Awesome. And Kaylin, how has it been for you?
So fun. I'm so happy to be here with my horse, Uno. Such a good boy.
Good. And this is your first time ever competing at the Royal.
Yes. Yes. I didn't have a horse to go with before, and now I do, so.
And what kind of sage advice has your coach given you to help you through this? Because I'm sure, is it a little intimidating for you at first?
Yeah, just don't be nervous and think about why you started riding and have fun, because this is just for fun. it's always just for fun. So
awesome. And Sarah, for you, since this is the first time back that we've been, like everybody's been at the Royal for the first time back at this stage, right? How did you prepare for yourself mentally for this? You didn't show. You were here in a different context. This is your first time with a student, correct?
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, we had a short break between the end of the regular season and getting ready for the Royal. The horses had a little bit of downtime. We had a couple of training sessions to get Kaylin and her horse prepared for the ring. And it was just a really exciting time to get back into it. And we rolled right in and had a great experience thus far.
Awesome. So, Kaylin, for you, your expectations for the season, right? So is this where you expected to be when you started this past show season? Or what's going on for you right now?
Yes, this was my goal.
Awesome.
My horse has never been here, so I had no idea how he was going to be. And he impressed me a lot because he was very good.
What did you learn about yourself in this situation?
That I can keep myself contained in a scary environment, and my horse can do the same, and I can help my horse do the same.
Good for you. And do you feel like your partnership has come to a new level? And what do you think your goals are for next year?
Well, this is my last show with him.
Okay.
I'm going to do the jumpers, and he's a hunter. But, yeah, our partnership has definitely we've gotten a lot more close after this past show because we've learned to trust each other more.
Awesome. And, Sarah, what can you say as your coach, or as her coach, that you've seen Kaylin grow? What different aspects of her as a young woman and as a rider, what have you noticed?
I think she handled the Royal experience very well, being as young as she is. And I look forward to helping her continue in her riding career into the jumper world.
What are the goals for next year?
We're hoping to dabble into the jumper equitation and move into the meter 20s on a new mount. So that's our winter plan.
Very good. All right. So where can people find Sarah Long Equestrian? I know you and I have already done a full-length episode. I can't remember which one it was back, like early 42 or something.
Yeah, it was a little bit ago, but I'm located north of Newmarket at a really nice Dutch Master facility, and I have 16 beautiful stalls and a great training program alongside Mark Hayes. So we work together and bring students along to hopefully achieve their goals and end up at the Royal at the finals.
Awesome. And another big thing coming up for you this winter, you're going to head down to Florida for a bit, aren't you?
I think that might be the plan, yeah.
Awesome.
Stay tuned.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to both of you, and thank you for taking time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tracy. We'll see you soon.
This podcast loves to highlight the strength and steel will of those in the horse world, as well as the compassion and caring that goes along with it. Laura turned a down moment into a driving force that's benefiting more than just herself, while Kimberly and Taylor share their COVID success stories that highlight their self-belief and the will to make their dreams happen. Take it away, ladies.
Hey everybody, I'm here speaking with Laura Fournier, owner of Annie J Equestrian. Hey Laura, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. It is so good to get a chance to chat with you. Can you please share with the listeners what Annie J Equestrian is all about and how you got started with it?
So I've always actually wanted to be a clothing designer for equestrian apparel. I had a very busy job. I was in the military before, and right now I'm currently on maternity leave from an emergency services type career. After I gave birth to my twins a year ago Saturday, so November 5th,
wow.
Yeah, they just turned a year old, I got cleared to ride from my doctor after having a C-section, very traumatic C-section, and I went into a tack store and I realized that nothing there fit me, even like the 1X, the 2X, the 3X, and in no way was I ever a size like that before. So I ended up crying in the change room, aww, leaving the store and then crying in my truck,
yeah.
And I decided right then and there I'm going to design a line that's more generous sizing for people, mainly women, to feel good about themselves, to be able to get in the saddle, feel comfortable in and out of the saddle, and just feel good about themselves all around.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what was your mindset through this? Because I think prior to pressing record, we talked that, you know, this kind of started for you in 2020.
So it did start in 2020. I've always been a bit of a thicker person, but then I was very, very busy in my current career. Like I said, I'm currently on maternity leave, and I love my babies so much, and I don't want to go back to work. I'd rather stay home with them and just be a good mom and be a good clothing designer for everybody, all sizes inclusive. I am working on bigger sizes. I'm working on smaller sizes.
Nice.
I'm working on an eventing line, a trail riding line, a Western line. I've got a whole career full of ideas that's coming down the pipe. So once the babies were born, I kind of sat down when they were, I'm a very, very energetic person. I like to get things done. I'm very type A. So they were having a nap one day, and they were, I think they were about 3 months old, and I was bored because I was at home and I'd already cleaned the house and I had made dinner and I'd done the laundry. And I thought, you know what? Now's the time to start. So I started, and I'm a terrible artist, but I started drawing anyways. And it just kind of took off from there. So my sizes aren't conventional. I've made my own sizes up. You should probably, if you are trying on the clothing, size down 1 or 2. They're extremely stretchy. At 240 pounds, I'm still barely fitting the extra large. I've got a lot of room in here to go up to another size. So the extra large fits up to a size 20 with more to come.
Wow. This is so exciting. And I can totally tell your passion is just standing here. And I've just met you, and right. I think you have great energy.
Thank you.
So what kind of choices that, you know, looking back over the choices you've made over the last 2 years, and this is a crazy journey. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to have you on for a full hour podcast.
Perfect.
People are going to get to know you and your story a little more. But what would you say you're the most proud of that you've done for yourself and your life and your business, etc.?
In my life, I would say my biggest pride are my children. I have just over one-year-old twins. I've got Ryden Benjamin, my chunky fat little man, and Ella Grace, my very powerful young female. I'm very terrified for the world when she grows up. Like, she's gonna take over.
Nice.
Yeah. I think my biggest pride for the company would be to be able to actually design my own sizes and not let anybody stand in my way. I've had a lot of people say, well, it's great that you're sizing inclusive, but it doesn't fit the normal sizes, therefore we don't really know what to order. Well, you send me a message, send me a DM. I don't have conventional times. I'm open on weekends. If I'm with my family or my children, I'm still going to answer. I'm very about customer service. I'm happy to help anytime I can. And if it doesn't fit you, then send it back and we'll deal with it.
It sounds like you're blazing a trail. And what's that old saying that normal is what? A setting on a washing machine. So there you go.
I've never been normal, so
there
this works
you go.
For me.
I love it. Awesome. So, Laura, where can people find Annie J. Equestrian?
So right now I currently just work out of my home. I just have an online business. The Ridges in Port Perry, they are starting to carry my line. They're saying it's actually doing very well. And I'm hoping after the Royal that I'll either reach out to other distributors or they'll reach out to me and they can carry my line as well. As well, I do have an online store, www.anniejequestrian.ca. And currently until the end of the Royal, we are offering free shipping on everything.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
I don't want to pay for shipping, so I don't want anyone else to.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
I'm back and I am here with Kimberly Dawn at Kicking Cowgirl Designs here at the Royal. Welcome and thank you for taking some time to talk to me, Kimberly.
Yeah,
can you share with the listeners a little bit about you and your business and how it got going?
Yeah, so we started in 2014 as a fundraiser. I was getting ready to go to Africa and we needed a fundraiser, so I started as a fundraiser. So 20% of all of our sales went to Africa. And it has kind of exploded from there. And still to this day, we give 20% back of all of our sales to either overseas or in Ontario.
Wow, that's awesome. Where are you guys based?
So our store is in Bob Cajun, Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so your business started in 2014.
Yep.
When was the first time you were here at the Royal?
So the first time we came in 2015, we had a 10x10 little booth. And if girls want to try on jeans, they had to leave their driver's license and go to the bathroom because we didn't have room for a change room.
Yeah.
And here we are in 2020 with 12 booths.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the first time in a long, well,
two years
that the world is sort of at this big stage.
Yeah.
I mean, people missed out on the Royal for 2 years.
Yeah.
How has it been for you to be back into this quote-unquote normal world again?
It's exciting. It's overwhelming. We have been very busy. We actually didn't think we would be selling out an item. So we've got a shipment coming today and then a shipment Wednesday and Friday for items. But we've just been blown away by the receival of our new customers and our old customers.
Nice.
Yeah.
So as a business owner, what's been the biggest mindset shift that you've had to go through as an entrepreneur? Like, were there moments where you're like, oh man, and then you sort of dig down and find that determination?
That's every day. you know what? Like, at the end of the day, like, people say, oh, I've got to go to work. And to me, it's, oh, I get to go to work. So, like, you know, my dad always said, you know, find a job you love. You never work a day in your life. And, you know, I haven't worked in the last 9 years.
Nice. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So then looking back at the choices you've made, both, let's say, personally and for your business over the last few years, what are you most proud about?
That we survived COVID, that we literally, like, you know, didn't have to close. We were able to stay above water.
Good.
We were treading, but we made it work. And, you know, we moved from a 1,700 square foot store in January, and then COVID hit in February, and we went to a 2,800 store. So we, like, literally doubled our size during COVID, and, you know, we were able to stay afloat. And so it's been an accomplishment, you know, but I couldn't have done it without, like, my team, my staff. You know, there's no I in team, so it's not just me, it's my whole team.
Nice. And what's one thing you can say that you've learned about yourself?
Don't give up. When you think you're about to ready to give up, don't give up. Just keep going. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. That's what I keep telling my husband. Like, awesome. Hey, we can get through this.
And you design a lot of this?
Yep, so we do everything for as far as our own products, but we also carry, like, Wrangler, Twisted X, Grace in LA, Kimes, Ariat, Cinch. We carry all the top Western brands.
Nice. And where can people find your business?
Social media? We're on Facebook, Instagram, our website. So it's just kickingcowgirldesigns.com. For our website, and then Facebook and Instagram, it's Kicking Cowgirl Designs.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for taking part.
Thank you.
So here I am speaking with Taylor Stafford from Anatomic, and we're here at the Royal Winter Fair 100th anniversary event. Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Now, I know, Taylor, you and I have already talked. That was back on episode 23. We had an awesome conversation back there from an entrepreneurial standpoint and crazy horse loving girls and all that kind of stuff. But share with the listeners again what you've done with your awesome business, Anatomic.
Thank you, Tracy. Yeah, so Anatomic Equine Wear, we launched in 2020, which of course was interesting timing, but we, you know, went right online, and it's all been good since then. So here we are at the Royal, first time at the Royal. Our product line is really different than anything else you're going to see on the market today. We have our saddle pads, jumper and dressage style, our fit blanket that you can use as a 3-in-1 cooler, blanket, liner, and stable sheet, and then also our really breathable polo wraps and boots. So all of the products are designed by me personally. When I started the brand, I really wanted to give riders and their horses something different. So all centered around breathability, high quality materials. Our saddle pads, fit blanket, and polos are also made in Canada, which I'm very proud about. And also for the rider, I wanted all the products to be convenient. So everything's easy care, machine washable, and dirt and hair repellent.
Awesome. That I know, I've seen your product, and actually you and I chatted back when you first started this, so it's been so rewarding for me as one of your supporters to watch you come this far. Yeah, your setup and your booth here is amazing.
Thank you.
So yeah, and like as you shared with the listeners, you started this business when the COVID pandemic started. So can you share with us your mindset? Because if you and I talked over a year ago, that was still sort of in it, right?
For sure.
As people were kind of getting back, and here you are out at a big event. How has your mindset and the choices that you've made over the last couple of years, you know, how do you see where that's put you now for your business and your goals?
For sure. Yeah, that's a great question. I definitely think starting a business, obviously unintentionally and not planned during a pandemic, really kind of created in me a mindset of, I think, determination, of course, but at another level. Yeah. As a business owner, starting something completely new, a new brand like I'm in the process of doing, you obviously have to have a strong mindset and you have to have determination, of course, from the get-go. But I think starting it in 2020 and kind of pushing through that kind of crazy COVID period kind of added a new level of determination. And Anatomic was a couple years in the making at that point too, so I was already kind of knee deep, so to speak. And it was just kind of that idea that I've come this far, I've already put in the work to design the products, and now here we are, we're launching, and we just kind of, you know, have to keep going for it. So definitely, you know, strengthens your character.
Yes.
But what I say now, as the business is growing and we're kind of evolving to the next level, is that, you know, okay, if I could start a business in the pandemic, then whatever lies ahead is going to be, you know, manageable.
There is nothing you cannot do if you start a business in the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so as you're sitting here in your beautiful booth,
Thank you.
Is like the first Monday of the week, so there's still a week to go at the Royal.
It's pretty surreal.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you pinching yourself a little bit?
I was. I definitely had a moment on Friday, day one, when I finished setting up and the doors started opening and people were walking through. I kind of, for sure, had a moment of like, wow, okay, I'm here. So yeah, definitely surreal, and still I think something, you know, the days are long and it's busy. We had a really busy weekend.
Excellent.
So it's still something I'm definitely in the back of my brain processing, like, okay, I'm actually here and this is actually happening. So
awesome.
It's amazing.
Well, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Can you share with the listeners where they can find your stuff? Because it's awesome.
Totally. Yep. So the best place is our website. So it's super easy. It's anatomic.com. We also have a great Instagram and Facebook. And then just recently as well, super exciting, we're partnering with some amazing Canadian retailers. So you can find us at Vision Saddlery in Ottawa. We're also at Eaglewood Equestrian Supplies, which is based in Toronto. They have a fantastic website with some a really great product selection, a lot of innovative products that they carry. And then also Amici Equestrian, based just outside of Edmonton, Alberta as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Taylor.
Thank you.
It's been nice chatting.
Yep, you too.
So there you have it. I have some great interviews lined up for future episodes, and we'll be covering some pretty interesting topics. As always, with the intent to open and engage the horse world on a wide variety of issues. So until next time, keep your eyes forward and continue to hit your stride. To stay current with Hitting Your Stride, subscribe on my website or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. If you like what you've heard here today, make sure you share and leave a comment to help guide future episodes and widen the audience. And be sure to check out social media to keep up to date with Equestrian Elements Life Coaching.